China hits back at Canada with fresh agriculture tariffs. Beijing, March 8th. China announced tariffs on over $2.6 billion worth of Canadian agricultural and food products on Saturday, retaliating against levies Ottawa introduced in October and opening a new front in a trade war largely driven by U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff threats. The levies, announced by the Commerce Ministry and scheduled to take effect on March 20th, match the 100% and 25% import duties Canada slapped on China-made electric vehicles and steel and aluminium products just over 4 months ago. By excluding canola, which is also known as rapeseed and was one of Canada's top exports to the world's number one agricultural importer prior to China investigating it for anti-dumping last year, Beijing may be keeping the door open for trade talks. But the tariffs also serve as a warning shot, analysts say, with the Trump administration having signaled it could ease 25% import levies the White House is threatening Canada and Mexico with if they apply the same extra 20% duty he has slapped on Chinese goods over fentanyl flows. Canada's measures seriously violate World Trade Organization rules, constitute a typical act of protectionism, and are discriminatory measures that severely harm China's legitimate rights and interests, the Commerce Ministry said in a statement. China will apply a 100% tariff to just over $1 billion of Canadian rapeseed oil, oil cakes, and pea imports, and a 25% duty on $1.6 billion worth of Canadian aquatic products and pork. The timing may serve as a warning shot, said Dan Wang, China director at Eurasia Group in Singapore. By striking now, China reminds Canada of the cost of aligning too closely with American trade policy. China's delayed response to Ottawa's October tariffs likely reflects both capacity constraints and strategic signaling, she added. The Commerce Ministry is stretched thin, juggling trade disputes with the U.S. and European Union. Canada, a lower priority, had to wait its turn. The Canadian Embassy in Beijing did not immediately respond to a Reuters request for comment. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said in August that Ottawa was imposing the levies to counter what he called China's intentional state-directed policy of overcapacity, following the lead of the United States and European Union, both of which have also applied import levies to Chinese-made EVs. In response, China in September launched an anti-dumping investigation into Canadian canola imports. More than half of Canada's canola exports go to China, and the trade was worth $3.7 billion in 2023, according to the Canola Council of Canada. The investigation on Canadian canola is still ongoing. That canola was not included in the list of tariffs this time might also be a gesture to leave room for negotiations, said Rosa Wang, an analyst with agricultural consultancy JCI. Beijing could also be hoping that a change in government in Ottawa makes it more amenable. Canada's next national election must be held by October 20th. China is Canada's second largest trading partner, trailing far behind the United States. Canada exported $47 billion worth of goods to the world's second largest economy in 2024, according to Chinese customs data. China is Canada's third most important pork export market. It takes products for which Canada does not have easy alternate markets, said Cam Dahl, general manager of the Manitoba Pork Council. The things we export to China, heads for example, are parts of the animal that don't have easy other markets, he said. We can't take that container that's going to China and just ship it to Mexico. China is Canada's number two market for canola, said Chris Davison, President and CEO of the Canola Council of Canada. The tariff levels that are being talked about here are prohibitive levels, for sure. The impacts will be felt across the industry, he said, adding that he would like to see financial support from the government. Canadian government spokespersons did not immediately respond to requests for comment. To be honest, I don't understand why they are doing this one at all, said Evan Pei, agriculture analyst at Trivium China. I expect Beijing will use the election and change of leader as an opportunity to reset relations, as they did with Australia, she added. China in 2020 introduced a series of tariffs, bans, and other restrictions on key Australian exports, including barley, wine, beef, coal, lobster, and timber, in retaliation to Canberra calling for a COVID origins probe. Beijing did not begin lifting the bans until 2023, 1 year after Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese ousted Scott Morrison, who had called for the inquiry.